Anna, thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's just gone 7:15. You're listening to Arts Extra on BBC Radio Ulster with me, Mary-Louise Muir. Well, the award-winning American TV series Lost has featured a brief but significant view of the Irish novel The Third Policeman, written by the Strabane-born author Flann O'Brien. It's probably the greatest PR push for the book, as it's now entered the consciousness of the show's 31 million viewers, and many of them are now reading the book for clues into the bizarre plotline. So while it's provided a boost for the Lost classic, does it really have the essence of Lost in it? Anthony Cronin is author of No Laughing Matter, The Life and Times of Flann O'Brien, and Dave Walsh is one of the architects of the website Blather.net. Anthony, I don't know whether you've actually seen Lost, but you're obviously an expert on The Third Policeman. Can you give us a brief overview of what the novel is about?
Well, I have seen a few episodes of Lost, at least I've seen part of them, or a bit here and a bit there. As far as I can see, the possible similarity is that the man in The Third Policeman, let's call him the hero, has committed a murder. He's committed a crime. And he's in fact dead. He's killed in an explosion. But he doesn't know that. And everything that takes place in the book, that happens in the book, happens in eternity, in hell, if you like.
That's interesting, because people have said that Lost is actually where all the people on the plane have died and they're all in their own purgatory.
That's very likely the case, and that's why that is the clue. They've all committed crimes too, as far as I understand it. And perhaps they're going through the same thing as the hero, The Third Policeman. But in that case, they won't get out of the place. I mean, you can't get out of it. So it's circular, it's repetitive, it goes round and round. They come back to the same spot, and it's very nearly unbearable, according to the author's own testament.
Dave, I believe that Blather.net has been inundated with hits since you documented the connection between Lost and the Irish novel.
Yeah, a few months ago we mentioned the fact that it was mentioned in the American media that Third Policeman had turned up in Lost long before any episodes relating to it turned up here. And, I mean, Blather's a fairly busy site, but we suddenly started getting, you know, double the hits at times, for people just trying to find out more about The Third Policeman. And Blather.net is sort of, you know, tries to convey the, I suppose, the essence of what Flann O'Brien's writings were about.
And Flann O'Brien, or Brian O'Nolan, I mean, he actually set up a magazine called Blather. That's where this comes from, isn't it?
So there was a magazine that he ran for about 6 issues in the 1930s, I think, or maybe a bit earlier. And it didn't last very long, but it was along the same lines in terms of attitude, in that their magazine claimed that they were an arrogant and depraved body of men.
And you?
Absolutely. And as proud as peacocks.
Good.
And so on. And
didn't know what you were about to say there.
No, I wasn't going to say anything really bad, don't worry.
It's really, but the thing as well, Dave, about the connection between Lost and The Third Policeman is that, as Anthony has said, they're both visions of a personal hell.
Yeah. I've been thinking about this through the afternoon in terms of other works of fiction and even movies and TV shows that have hit a similar theme. And often you get a situation where the main character, the hero, is trying to escape something. And the Third Policeman, he's trying to escape his own death. He kind of never seems to occur to him that he might actually be dead, despite the fact that he's in a very, very bizarre place.
Anthony, what would Flann O'Brien make of this? Because it's ironic that it took him nearly 30 years to get the book published in the first place, didn't it?
Well, I think there's another parallel. The thing is called Lost. And that's what he said The Third Policeman was. He told all his friends, when it was rejected, he told all his friends that it had been lost, and he told them highly circumstantial stories about the manuscript being blown out of the boot of a car in Donegal and other things to account for. He had unfortunately told everybody that he was writing this great novel. It was after That Swim Two Birds, and now he had to account for the fact that the novel wasn't appearing.
Well, we'll have to wait and see what happens. I thank you both very much, Anthony Cronin, author of No Laughing Matter, The Life and Times of Flann O'Brien, and Dave Walsh from Blather.net. And you can see that episode tonight on RTE2 at 10 p.m. Well, King Creosote.